Welcome to Boss Talks with A, Growing Through It, the podcast.
Happy holidays. I hope you all had a great Christmas. This episode is the last episode of season one, and I am so excited because I passed the finish line, and I'm just so excited for Boss Talks with A. This year has been a roller coaster, but I'm just so excited that I pushed through and I made it to the end. My goal was to finish season one this year, and even though this was my first time starting a podcast, being nervous about what people would think, I just kept pushing, even though I done took like too many breaks. The mental thing, so mental health always comes first, guys. Remember that. I just want to show my appreciation and just to let you guys know that I do see you guys when you guys comment, like my stuff. Like, it just means the world to me. I grew my followers organically. Each and every person that does follow me, they're a business owner, and I just feel like it was a genuine follow. So I'm just so appreciative of that. I'm just excited for 2022. There's a lot that in stores that I have planned. I even went back to getting me a binder, writing in my notebook and stuff, because I really want to do better as a business owner for 2022 and just be more organized and consistent. Each month, I want to bring out something new or just be consistently still around, because I don't want people to say, oh, Ninja, well, what happened to this? I want them to know, oh, okay, she is not playing. Like, she is on top of her game. So I'm just so, so excited for next year, and I'm just happy how this year is ending for me. Past couple of years, every time it became the end of the year, I wasn't happy. I just felt lonely, and just I felt as though nothing was working in my favor. But this year, I'm just comfortable, and I love the space that I'm in. And it took a lot for me to realize that it's okay that you lose people down the line when you're trying to grow into a different person. You just have to come to terms, like, it's okay. People are here for a season. As the season changes, we adjust and we adapt. That's just how I look at it now. I'm just so happy that I'm becoming this beautiful Black woman, independent, a business owner. I'm a single mom. And I'm still coming out on top of my game that I see. I'm not so worried about how others look at me. But I am just excited and proud of myself that I pushed through. And you know my saying, you go through it to grow through it. And I'm telling you guys, like, I live up to that so much whenever I'm just having like my breakdowns, or I just feel as though everything's not going right. I take a minute to feel what I feel. And then when I'm ready to get back into work, I get back to work and I just show up. I just show up and I do what I gotta do. Next year, I'm really gonna push for more of selling my merchandise as I planned, you know, the behind the scenes and my blog post, because I need to get back on my blogging. So I'm gonna do more blogging. Season two is already planned out. Come January, I'm just going to be on top of my game. And I'm also gonna be picking an organization where a percentage of proceeds will be donated on behalf of Boss Talks with A. I may come up with the program. I'm just trying to see where I'm gonna be going with this. I'm proud of myself, and I'm proud of you all, because I do see you guys working. I do see you guys stepping out of your comfort zone and just taking that leap of faith on yourself, which is always good. Congratulations to everybody that started a business this year, that is killing it in their business, and that's still growing. Pat yourself on the back, because you guys are amazing. Don't let anybody tell you anything differently. Do what you want to do. Do the things that you love. And at the end of the day, you'll always win. So on that note, you go through it to grow through it. Happy New Year. I'll see you guys in 2022.